Yep, I use that crash warranty more than once. And I've never had them question anything. You could go in there and it didn't matter. I brought some in that, you know, we found it in the bottom of a bucket with water in it. It was just a rusty crust bucket, you know, and they'd honor it. They'd give you another one. They didn't seem to care how it happened. They'd give you a new one. The problem I had was that, and this could be just, you know, sure, everything was better back in the day, but it seemed like their tools were made to a different standard. You know, and the old guys are going to go, absolutely, but, you know, probably. It seemed like it to me. Like the engraving was deeper, and they seemed like they were just better materials. They weren't just plated. They were, you know, and so you would break one of those really, really good 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s Craftsman tools, and you'd break it, and they'd gladly replace it, but they'd replace it with, you know, the newer ones, which they were going more on a look. If we're going to be replacing these every 10 to fake, I think we're going to cheapen it up a little. They were built to last forever. That's why they guaranteed them forever back in the day. Then they changed the business model to, we're not going to necessarily build them to that level, you know, but we'll give them a new one anytime they want, you know. So I just think that if you got a really old one, just be careful with it, because I don't know that you're going to get. Yeah, you know, a lot of guys will fish around for that. They'll go to garage sales and estate sales, Matt, and they're looking for those old, you know, you can tell. They're looking for them old school, you know, Craftsman tools. And, you had mentioned the offset wrenches. Yeah, I remember those. Those were real handy. When you needed them, there was nothing better. And those were good. And some, like, ignition wrenches, you know, they were really thin. It's small and you could get in between things. You know, those and all sorts of cool tools. Proto made some really good small wrenches, you know, that were wonderful. There were a lot of great tool companies. Wally's probably wanting to get in here. Damn it. You know, he's a Snap-on guy for years. And good stuff. Who's still here? I think Donald jumped. Joe's still here. So I think it's just Joe, Rick, and I for now. We'll leave some breaks in case. Sashbaugh Road, I'm really home now. Go ahead, Joe.